Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, it's the morning shift. Welcome back in. We are at Publix and Flowery Branch. I'll let Allie give that address here in just 1 second. Sour Body by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll do the wake-up call here in just about 2 minutes, 404-726-0929. Allie wanted to remind you guys of my embarrassing story from an hour ago. I'm not going to retell it, but she's more than welcome to. In just 1 second. But Allie, the address, if you will, and nothing more.
It is.
Thank you very much.
It is 5900 Spout Springs Road. This is the first time I think we've ever known this address, because this is just the Publix you come to when you get off this exit.
100%. Yep. If you've ever been up to the training camp area, I will say that they have been supplying us with food, and everybody for food. We talk about the tailgate at home. It's a tailgate at Publix right now, hooking it up. We've taken multiple pictures over the last couple of commercial breaks. A lot of listeners stopping by. I guarantee you there's food in my teeth in every picture we've taken so far, because I am just absolutely stuffing my face.
I've had a lot of busy commercial breaks in my few years in radio, but did a live commercial read, ate 2 pub sub cuts, and had a vegan chocolate chip cookie, all while taking a picture. That's I should just take this segment off. I worked so hard in that break.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
404-726-0929. Like I said, we'll get to the wake-up call in just 1 second. Do you have a moment in your history that lives rent-free in your head? We got a couple of Falcons fans that have stopped by. My guy right here. Hey, thumbs up. Falcons win this weekend. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
That's
oh, he said thumbs up. He said thumbs up. Yeah, I'm going to take
it. It's not fair. His hands are full.
No matter what he did, I was going to tell the people it was thumbs up. That's why it's the joke. I was. Oh, yeah. What's his name? Gavin, thank you so much for listening to the show right now, man. We appreciate all the listeners and everybody that has stopped by to hang out with us here on the morning shift. Allie, the headlines, please.
Yes, here are the headlines before you clock in today. Baylor Athletic Director and College Football Playoff Chairman Mac Rhodes is stepping away from both roles for personal reasons. A Major League Soccer voted to align with the international soccer calendar by shifting the regular season to a summer to spring campaign that will start in 2027. Patriots beat the Jets last night at home 27-14 on Thursday Night Football, and the Hawks beat the Utah Jazz last night 132-122 in their fourth straight win. Hawks will be back in action Sunday against the Suns right here on 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, dude, the Hawks last night, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, and you can catch all the segments we've already done, including the story about why I was so embarrassed 15 years ago in this very Publix. You can check those out on the Odyssey app, but Jalen Johnson last night, historic night, the first player in NBA history to have the stat line that he did. Onyeka shoots 8 three-pointers, which I thought was an error on CBSSports.com when I woke up this morning. Absolutely insane to see the lines that are coming out of there. And I'll say this much, too, and I think there's a lot of people in Atlanta that'll agree with me. I'm probably going to start watching a lot more Hawks if the Falcons are not able to come up with a victory this weekend. All of a sudden, that attention starts to change just a little bit. And I think that – but this is as close – we've had must-win games this year, but I think they've been for different reasons. Is this – this is like we've had earlier this year, must win if you want to make a playoff run, must win if you want to get to the playoffs. And now I'm like, this might be a must win if this coaching staff wants to stay in place as a whole.
Yeah, it losing five straight it would be kind of a terrible precedent if you are trying to aim towards getting better each year and make showing progress, right? We all know where I stand. I'm not a my biggest problem with some of the conversations around the coaching staff and their jobs at the end of the year is one that, you know, last year there was a lot of conversation around it, and it just seems like people have been, this is the go-to now. Well, if it's not the result I want, I don't care how long it's been, fire, fire, fire. It's not who I am. I'm not a fire the coach guy. But to have a five-game losing streak this year after being 3-2, and then you go back last year and you see where you were 6-3, and you had, a four-game losing streak, and you get down to 6-7, I think.
Yeah.
It's a tough sell. For some of the fans, and it starts. That's where that doubt creeps in on what the future should be. You need to right the ship. You need certain players need to come out and kind of have, told you so performances. Like, I told you, I'm still that guy, or I can be that guy. And
I agree.
The quarterback's one of them.
Yeah, I agree with that. Dylan, let's go ahead and hit the wake-up call. Full phone lines, 404-726-0929. I'll ask you guys, if you are on the line, try to keep it short so we can try to get everybody in. If you got something you want to weigh in about the Atlanta Falcons or the Hawks or the MLS or embarrassing moments or Publix or M&M's or the candy corn that Allie is eating, which is absolutely terrible.
I'm not the only one eating the candy corn.
I know, Gordon. Gordon, what are you doing, man? He just loaded up a plate with candy corn. It's just, okay. Neither here nor there. Hey, Dylan, let's go to the phone line. Let's talk to ATL Ja. He's in Atlanta. Ja, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. As far as the rent-free moment, freshman in high school, I was a receiver playing Z. I was streaking down the sideline against Pope. I dropped a wide-open touchdown, so that's a hard moment to live.
Bro.
As far as this week, I just want to see, you know, diehard effort. Everyone looking like they're in the same direction at this point.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, ATL Ja. I have a high school moment that lives rent-free in my
Another
head
one.
As well. I was in the playoff. Yeah, it was high school. You know, thank you very much. We all have those moments. Another one. Do you not have more than one moment? We were in the playoffs. We were losing by 1 point. I got into the backfield. I was playing D-line. Got into the backfield. I literally took the handoff from the quarterback. I was in the backfield so fast, and then I tripped and fell.
Oh.
And we lost the game by 1 point.
Oh.
Ended my high school career.
I quickly have a moment as well that deals with high school athletics, but for me it was marching band, not football. But anywho, we were in the state championship game, and this was back when it was still the Georgia Dome. So we were performing in the Georgia Dome halftime show. My drum falls.
No,
your
Super Bowl.
My drum fell off my harness because I did a little stick flip. And I missed it, and so when I went down to pick it up, I guess, the latches had came undone. And so when I started my crab walk, the drum fell.
So hold on a second. So you did a drumstick flip lost the stick.
Yep.
Then lost your drum.
Yep.
Did people crash into you, Dylan?
At least you weren't the tuba guy that fell and couldn't get up. Like that's the worst. Like
people didn't crash into me, but a lot of people saw it, and I had the cymbal guy pick it up for me. So shout out to him.
Hey, Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's try to get some of these in. Let's talk to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, welcome back to the show, man. What's going on? Happy Friday.
What's happening?
Hey, man.
Hey, look. Real quick, so here's my thing about this week's game, right? Now, we just saw what happened last week in Germany with Jonathan Taylor single-handedly by himself, 200-plus rushing yards. Is there any kind of concern this week being with Rico Dowdle himself? Not only, the fact that they have Cuba Hubbard as well. Rico Dowdle, who's been on the road lately. So is there any concern as far as that? And what do we need to make sure we, do it on the run side of the ball? I mean, as far as young defense, make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, appreciate the phone call. Sounds a little bit like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yes, a little bit. Either that or a drive-through from the early 90s. Here's the deal for me is part of the run defense falls on the Falcons' offense. And you're going to be like, why? Well, possess the freaking football. Because
did last week, yeah.
Your possessions are you're not getting time out of them. You're losing the time of possession every week, and part of that is you just keep throwing your defense back out there. If you want to talk about these things, and we want to talk about why is it looking this way? I mean, teams are running you know, like last week, 77 plays the Colts ran. You ran 63. Okay, you got to cut down, and that would help this defense a little bit. Also, they did give up a lot of yards on the ground. 83 of them came on one play.
Yeah.
And so,
I think 30 of them came in overtime.
And so it's a little bit of the problem there on the defense. The offense needs to step up and help the defense out in certain situations. That's one of them for me.
Yeah, I agree with that. Dylan, let's go back to the phone. Hey, Dylan, let's go to Taylor in Atlanta. Taylor, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
Mike's Mafia. I screamed that to you at the Monday Night Buffalo game, man.
There you go, man.
You were busy giving your bit, you and Dylan and Squid, man. It's just it's been a minute. Allie, I'm on your team. I'm part of Allie's army. I was a part of his team. Now I got to be a part of Allie's army. But I love Squid. He's like everybody's cousin and uncle. And Mike, you're like everybody's dad, man. I love y'all. I love this freaking show. You guys are amazing. You do great work. And it still stands. You still can come to my studio. I still want to put you guys on camera. I haven't been able to speak to you guys for a while, but, man, you guys are awesome. Listen, it's one wake-up call for me, and I'm sure it's the same for you guys. We got to get out in front of this Rich Eisen story about our quarterback, Michael Penix. This kid is the real deal. He just needs, you know, he just needs that tender love and care, man. I mean, he's got all the intangibles. I mean, there were a lot of reports that hyped us up, and, you know, the eye test that we saw last year, we thought he was going to, you know, kind of have a Jaden Daniels kind of thing. But, you know, this is his rookie season, man. You know, the Patriots were 4-12 last year, and look at them this year. So I got a lot of questions. I'm not a fire guy, like you said, Squid, about our coaches and stuff like that, but they need to get it together. And I want you guys to be on their head all weekend about, you know, like, is this the case? And if this is the case, man, please help this kid out. You know, he's our future. And if he gets it together, man, it's no telling what we can be. And, yes, Squid, you're right. You know some football. If the offense possesses the ball, that helps out our defense. And our defense does need to wrap up and make some tackles and stuff like that. But, you know, it's just a lot to clean up. We can – listen, I have been pissed with the Falcons, you know, mostly because I was overconfident when the season began. I thought we were better than what they were. I've kind of come down. But we've got three winnable games. And if we can win these next three and maybe – you know, by some miracle, get some confidence in Seattle. We're right back in trying to win this division, man. So,
gotta get it done.
They have to get it done, bro. We're here supporting them. I flew to San Francisco. I mean, I was there, and I screamed at the sideline, stop 23, and you win the game. And they looked at me like I was crazy, and who beats them? 24 carries, 129.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Taylor. Unfortunately, we do have to go to break.
Pub subs in the mail.
Yeah, I was going to say, thank you for the kind words.
But there's a lot of truth to that. And look, and Penix had even said in that press conference that all that stuff came up, that he works with his coaches. It was just earlier in the press conference, and then I think that's why he went where he did with that question from Allison. But
Rich Eisen can kick rocks, by the
way.
Quote-unquote stunned.
Ding.
Rich. Nobody – who's a fan of Rich Eisen in this table? None of us. I'm going to speak for Allie.
Look, I know we didn't get to all of the calls, so if you want to weigh in on your embarrassing moment like Mike's here at Publix, you can go ahead and tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. Or if you have questions, comments, concerns about this Sunday's matchup, of course, reach out to Mike and Bo there as well at 929 Morning Shift. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, the one and only Dave Archer, former QB, now analyst.
Analyst.
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, will be joining us next with the Morning Shift live from Publix in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift live from Publix in Flowery Branch on Spout Springs Road. Got a lot of listeners stopping by. Feel free to do so yourself if you're in the area. We're going to be out here until 9. It's 5900 Spout Springs Drive.
I think that guy's a Georgia fan right there.
Just a not little bit.
Yeah.
If you have couldn't a full-on tell. Matching set, you
he's
might
got Georgia
be a
shoes
Georgia
on.
Fan.
Georgia shoes, yeah. I wasn't sure, but he He confirmed. Yeah,
amazing.
He confirmed.
Amazing. Okay. I love the fit. I'm Allie Mack. Mike Johnson's over there. Bo Morgan to my left. Gordon's keeping us on air out here. And Dylan is keeping us on track back at the station. Look, it is a Falcons Friday, so we are bringing in Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst? Come on, Dylan.
And our conversation with Archer is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, welcome in. Obviously, we're looking for a win this weekend. So where has the focus been this week up here in Flowery Branch? What have the guys been working on?
Yeah, Dylan's not talking about you guys having him be on time. He says he wants you guys on time. You guys keep going to break too late. Come on, get that taken care of.
Whoops.
You can't get the pie out of Mike's mouth. How much weight has Mike gained at the public?
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
All he's doing is walking around eating and asking people if they want his signature. So it's really weird.
There you go.
If you're gonna find a place to eat and find good food, Publix is the place to go. No question about that.
100%. There you go, man.
Hey, getting back to what you're talking about, Allie. You know what? This has been a week really not of self-reflection, of just reinvestment in who you are and do the things that you're capable of doing. Catch the football. Block that guy. Tackle that guy. It's the simple stuff. It's really caused Atlanta to lose their last two games, certainly. And really, if you go back and you look at their 6 losses, you could probably point to 4 of those that just not doing your job is kept you from winning football games. So whether it's kicking the football, blocking, catching, I don't think there's a special recipe, Allie, for for how you win the football games is just go out and take care of business. Do what you're capable of doing. Do what you're doing in practice. And for some reason, that's evaded them in key moments. Not on all the game, but key moments of the game, it's evaded them.
Arch, let me get the food out of my mouth before I ask you my next question.
There you go. Hey,
we've talked a number of times this year about Darnell Mooney and the need to kind of get him involved in this passing game. And to Zach's credit, to Darnell's credit, to Michael's credit, they tried to do that last week. One catch on 8 targets. Do we have any answers? I know Raheem, there was a big moment made this week where Raheem's on with Dukes and Bell, and he talks about that he had a broken collarbone. I didn't know what to make of the comments. I don't know what that necessarily should add timing some of the bad throws that we've seen, but I think that you and I would both agree that Darnell Mooney can unlock this passing game in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff he can do, Mike, no question about it. I think that there's some more things that you could probably get him involved in that doesn't mean throwing in the football down the field either. I think you could throw him quick screens to the outside. I think he's, other than Bijan Robinson, he's our one short area quickness guy. So get him the ball quickly. Let's see if he can do some of that. Maybe that gives him some confidence. Almost like going to the foul line, Mike. You get a couple foul shots, and all of a sudden that three-pointer starts falling, right? And yep. And so some of that has to do with Michael being on time with the ball and on target. Maybe a couple of quick screens to him. He sees what Mooney can do. Next thing you know, it unlocks the ability to throw the ball the curl route. And then the tougher throw of those outside breaking routes. There's a lot of timing attached to those speed outs or deep comeback routes. That ball's coming out well before the receiver's coming out of his break. And so some of the timing that Raheem was talking about that he hasn't gotten on the field a ton because of his limitations in practice and then trying to get up to speed in games, that's kind of what Raheem's talking about with some of the things Mooney's gone through from an injury standpoint. And I think it has something to do with some of the missed times with Michael's throws. But certainly – you're exactly right. You need to get him going. You can't just have Drake London as the only target. Everybody knows Drake's going to get the football, and he's going to make his share of catches, but they're going to begin to limit what you can do there. So Pitts and certainly Mooney need to get going in the passing game.
Well, Arch, you look at the front seven that Carolina has, and they're pretty good. And, Nick Scorton's starting to come on. He's Evro compared him to George Karloftis a little bit earlier in the week. How would you go about attacking a defense like them? That really just their front seven with Wharton, Robinson, and Derrick Brown. How would you go about attacking them if you're Zach Robinson?
Well, you got to run it at them, Bo. You can't just give them a break. I think we've gone into a couple of games. Well, we can't run it against these guys. We're going to do something else. Screw that. Let's come off the ball and shorten their necks a little bit and see if they're interested in playing a physical football game. Make them think you're going to run the football. Derrick Brown's a big-time player. We've had a tough time handling him. Their addition of Bobby Brown, who's 335 pounds, is a problem. But let's come off the ball and make sure they're a problem on Sunday. You know, sometimes you just think they're a problem, and maybe they're not interested in playing. Let's go find out if they're interested in playing in this game, the physical style of Brand. I also think that Michael, when you're going to throw the ball on first down, Mike's got to be able to take what they give him. This is a team that wants to play some man coverage, but they also play some loose coverage. I watched Tyler Shuck. I've watched the New Orleans tape four or five times now. And Shuck's just taking what they're giving. Now, he hit a couple big shots down the field in the New Orleans game, but he's taking what they're giving him. It's a little bit what Bryce Young does. Bryce Young just wants to take what you give him, and that'll be something from a defensive standpoint that Ulbrich might encourage his DBs to come up and hog up a little bit. I don't think you're overly concerned about anybody going by in this group. I think you can run with everybody. Horn can run a little bit. Coker's has some twitch to him, but I don't think you're worried about any of that kind of stuff. So come up and play a little tighter. But if getting back to the offensive side of the football and their front seven, yeah, they're stout. Let's see how stout they are on Sunday.
I love that response. Dave, this is a little bit of a question, but I want to see how you answer it. Charlie Warner, his playing time over the last few weeks has been up and down. We've seen him, get to about half the snaps, and we've seen him as low a couple of weeks ago as just having 5 snaps in the game. What do you think? How do you think his role has changed throughout the year? And what do you think the right number of snaps is for a guy like Charlie Warner who plays that position?
I think there's a really you're kind of in a bind a little bit, Mike. With you want to try to get more and more of Algier and Robinson on the field at the same time. And if you do that, then who's coming off the field? Either Warner or Pitts is coming off the field. I think if Warner's on the field and you have those two backs, you're almost telling everybody you're going to run the football, or at least short passing game. If Pitts is on the field, you still have that that threat that you're going to go vertical down the field because Bijan can get out and be wide receiver too, as Bo wants to call him. But you, the two backs in the backfield are something I think that they would like to get to more, and I think it's at the cost of Warner being on the field. And Charlie is a core special teams guy. I think at some point during the middle part of the season, you begin to get worn down a little bit. Mike, you played a lot of places when you were playing on the offensive line and then also had to play a lot of special teams as well. I mean, that can wear you down. You get to the mid-season point here, which is where we're at, a little past mid-season. All of a sudden, you need to take a little bit of load off of him. And I think having Bijan and Tyler in the game, there's some rewards to that as well.
Arch, the run defense kind of – I didn't think was as – they had moments the other day. But in the game against Indianapolis, obviously, you know, 100-something yards come off that one run and the overtime thing. But kind of how do you reestablish that run defense and kind of lock down against a two-headed monster with Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowell coming in here from Carolina?
Yeah, it's you know, we can explain all we want to and make excuses about them running for 300 yards. They ran for 300 yards, okay? And that's the simple matter of the fact. You ripped off an 83-yard run, yes. You take that off, they still ran for 240, which is getting your ass handed to you in the run game. So what you're going to have to do is you have to tackle and you have to fit the run properly. We misfit the run a number of times. Give Jonathan Taylor credit. He bounced, found creases. But you got to be disciplined when you have a guy that has the ability to do that. He's got great speed. I think that people underestimate his ability to run. These two guys are going to face this weekend probably not the top-end speed that you saw from Jonathan Taylor, but still solid backs. I mean, Dowdle's had a monster day against his former team, the Cowboys. We know Chuba Hubbard can run. And they're both good receivers out of the backfield. I think the key is just to fit the run and to make sure you tackle. Because like I talked about, they're going to try to run it. You got to tackle. When you have a chance and you're in the, if you're fitting the run and you're one of those linebackers in the gap, you can't miss the tackle and give him 8 yards or 12 yards or 15 yards. Got to make the play because there's stuff designed and guys are in position to make plays or missing some tackles. And then if you're Billy Bowman or somebody on the perimeter that you're supposed to fit that nine out there in the nine technique area, you got to fit the run there. You've got to be there to make the play. But you have to tackle because Bryce Young is going to throw the ball underneath. He's going to get the ball out of his hands quickly, especially on first and second down. You've got to come up and tackle, guys.
Well, real quick, Arch, and you just mentioned us getting on a commercial break at the right time, so I'm going to hold you to this. We've got about, we've got about 20 or 30 seconds left. The inside linebacker spot, Josh Woods, he got inserted last week. He has a hamstring, it looks like. J.D. Bertrand's been in and out. We've seen Ronnie Harrison. What do you think about the depth right now at that spot, and what do you look for them to do this weekend?
Yeah, it's not good. Not good. Woods, I thought, did some good things. I thought he was a good insert there. Ronnie Harrison's done some good stuff. Bertrand's going to have to continue to come on. But, yeah, you're starting to get down to where you're pretty thin in that ranks. You got the Iowa State guy they elevate. See that? Malik Verdan?
I knew you would know that. Yeah.
Not on the roster, but he's a guy that is trending towards a Divine Diablo type player.
Love it.
Well, Dave, I hate that we have to let you go, but the police just showed up here at Publix, and they're clearly here for either Mike or Bo, so we've got to handle the situation.
I ate too much food, man. I knew it.
Dave, we appreciate the time, as always. We'll talk to you Monday. Enjoy the game, all right?
See you guys. You got it. Take care.
Thanks.
All right, that is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst.
Analyst.
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. We'll talk to him again on Monday. And after Sunday's game, you can hang out with 92.9 The Game for the Falcons Flyover. This is your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Coming up, we've got one last preview of this Sunday's game, and we've got a Life of Squid.
Where are you guys on doing a Friendsgiving?
This is a hot topic, man.
We'll talk
this
about
is
it
a
next.
Big one.
Morning Show, Sports Radio 99.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yes, it is Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, live from Publix and Flowery Branch on Spout Springs Road. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gord's been making us sound amazing all morning long, keeping us on task as well. Dylan, back at the station. And this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. If you're in the area, we are here until 9 a.m. So only a few minutes left if you want to come stop by Publix on Spout Springs Road. Everything that we've been trying, though, I want to let you know. These samples are for you, too. They're not just to us.
Yes. Like
everyone's coming around and kind of shopping
yes.
and getting to try the Powerade and the Boar's Head and everything that is out up for grabs right now.
I do have breaking news. I am full. You know what I mean? I am full. There's no way I can do anything more than what I've already done. I'm looking down at a Falcons pub sub, and I can't. There's no way
See,
I can eat it.
I don't believe you. I think if they bring dude. Something over here. We're doing a tour after.
Yes.
We just talked about it. We're going to do a little behind the scenes. I guarantee you eat something else.
I don't want it. I'm not saying I'm not going to be rude.
I guarantee it. Oh.
Oh my goodness.
Somebody's got jokes.
Well, what he wants is your signature on that.
I know, dude. I know.
David Bassity in the house.
Man,
here.
That sounds like a Bassity problem.
Falcons PR legend.
Like, man. Anyways, but yeah, they've been extremely kind to us. And shout out to Tina, just stopped by. Her husband Thaddeus. She said they listen every day. It's been awesome to see everybody.
And Agent 78.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agent number 78, and one of the Gwinnett's finest.
Yeah, that's a.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Yes,
well, if, you know.
Good job, Dylan. Good
also,
job.
A guy that been a listener a long time of ours and known him since I was obviously producing with Dukes and Bell, Steve Mancinelli, just stopped by. He's played in the brown grass before with us.
Nice.
Played golf with him and his son before. He stopped by and said hello. So we got the people are rolling in here. I mean, people just, you know, Squid Nation, they love Publix and Squid Nation. What can I say?
Bass threw me a thing of trash bags. I thought he was saying we had garbage takes today.
I think he was saying you have garbage takes. He only threw them to you. He didn't throw them to me.
Fair enough. Fair enough, man. But it's been a lot of fun today. Well,
we are gearing up for the Falcons to take on the Panthers Sunday at 1, pregame with Mike and Bo. Kicks off at 11 a.m. on 92.9 The Game. But that is the Falcons radio network. So you guys have to be all professional on the radio network. Let's get your final thoughts right now.
Got to win it. I mean, there's no two ways about this, and I know that we are up here in Flowery Branch, and you can just driving up here today, I was thinking about all the times, the trips we made up to training camp and all the thoughts you had going on through training camp, and, you know, look, you've won some games that I didn't know that you've won and been competitive in games that I didn't know you'd be there for, but you've also lost some that I thought would be victories going away, and it's like I just talked about it a minute ago. We've had moments in this season where we've said, oh, must win, must win, must win. Well, we're getting to the point where can't say that anymore just in terms of the future of everything going on. So, yeah, I mean, they've got to put their best foot forward, and hopefully a lot of the storylines that we've had throughout the last couple of weeks can subside and we can start talking about this Falcons team that's actually building on something.
Yeah, I think the team with the better PR staff is going to win on Sunday.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
So I'm not really sure where I want to go with this one. and all kidding aside, look, again, you go back and you look at week three and you try to do a breakdown of how the game played out. And I know what Raheem says, stats are for losers, but you go look at the stats, there's no reason why the game should have played out the way it did.
Yeah.
You just missed opportunities. You missed a field goal early. Then you miss another one. You know, the pick six gets added in. It was a game that just kind of all of a sudden got away, and the next thing you know, now you're kind of micro – breaking down what was the little things. Oh, now look at Penix's footwork. Like, everything just started to kind of steamroll you at that point. I truly believe you come out and you take advantage of the early opportunities in this game, then the game will play out completely different because they did nothing that really confused you. Tedarov and Millen did not go off on you. The running game did not go off on you in this game. Bryce Young did not go off. And on the other side, you know, you were able to run the football a little bit until you got behind enough where you had to abandon it, and then that's where you kind of the holes really, the leaks became, you know, the slow leak just became a gusher.
Let me ask you guys this question, and I'm curious because I think there's a number of different ways to go here. When we get back Monday, if we're talking about a Falcons victory, who's the most important player in the Falcons victory that we're talking about? What name? I think it's easy to say Michael Penix. But I don't necessarily know if that's the road to victory is Michael Penix throwing the football around. I mean, well, are we talking about Jalen Walker with a couple of sacks and a strip fumble?
I would say, you know what? Why not? Look at the two rookies, Allie, and what they've done the last 2 weeks. You're down 21-7 in New England, and they are driving to put more points on the board at the end of the first half. And Jalen Walker goes out and makes a play. And the entire game turned around.
Yeah.
Jalen Walker and then James Pierce picked him up. And the entire game goes a flip. Go to last week. James Pierce makes a play where they're, again, the Colts are driving, and you have an opportunity now where Jalen Walker recovers it. And now if you can take that opportunity and put points on the board right there, you win the game.
Yeah.
You win the game. So the defense – so when you say, is it easy, is one of these guys making a play? Yeah, sure. But it's why you can never just pinpoint one reason why you lost is also why you can never pinpoint one reason why you won.
Yeah.
Because if you offensively go out and score based on when the defense made a play, if somebody on offense goes and makes a play, that's literally the definition of complementary football. And then flip it and why you actually lost. One of the reasons that led to the loss or to the reason the game got the overtime is you go score, you go for two, you make it, you're up to 3 points. And instead of having them have to eat clock and drive, they started at their own like 45.
It is interesting, you and I doing pregame together before the Buffalo game. And we're talking about road to victory for, you know, Josh Allen got to step up, play, you know, Divine Diablo's got to have it, all these different things. And I remember saying, this is the number one and number two team in the NFL for time of possession. Like, I feel like ever since that game, we have completely taken a nosedive in time of possession. It doesn't seem like we can convert on third down offensively. And a lot of times over the last 4 weeks, it doesn't seem like our defense can get off the field. And they've had their ups and they've had their downs offensively, and you've gotten a ton of sacks. But I think that is the one thing, and I don't know what player that points to, where you've got to get done and say, man, we really won the time of possession battle. We were able to sustain drives and get off the field on third down on defense.
It's not just a player, but maybe it's a unit. And I'm not, you know, and it's the offensive, you know, the up front offensive line. If they,
yeah.
if they block well, you can run the football and you can possess the time. But, you know, you can create that because Carolina, I think, is possessing the ball like 31 minutes a game. Another team that is on that the right side of possessing the football.
Yeah, I think there's a ton of different direction to go there and pick out individual players or whatever else we need to do. But, man, they've got to step up to the challenge this weekend and get it done. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
All right, Dylan. I've got good news and I've got bad news.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we are currently out of foursomes.
Foursomes?
For the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. However, it's a good thing because that means we're very close to our goal. And but there are still ways for you to donate. You can still go donate if you just want to say, you know what, I couldn't play, but here's, you know, X amount of dollars, and boom. You know, or maybe we can put Mike Johnson's signature online for an auction, and you can bid on that, because apparently that's
told
going.
You that in confidence. That was a confession.
Well, you know, what can I say? So here it is. We're, what, 9 days away, I think, from the Brown Grass. It's Monday, November 24th. All of our friends at Finley Roofing, Window Nation, Batteries Plus, Chat Whiskey, McDonald's is going to take part in it. You know, my mechanic. It's got
nice.
A hole at Joe's Automotive. So everybody's getting in, and it's all to benefit a good cause, Allie.
Look, it's booze and breakfast to benefit Pets for Vets. Love it.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it that way. It's like
booze, breakfast, and golf.
Yeah, yeah. Like we've had, you know, half of that or a third of that here today with the breakfast. Now, I mean, there's booze in here somewhere. They just haven't offered it to us, maybe because Agent 78 was roaming around. All right, speaking of food and booze – random, our neighborhood little click that we have, get a text the other day, a group text, and it's like, hey, we're doing a Friendsgiving. I was like, what? And so, first off, I wanted y'all's take on doing Friendsgiving thing. I know it's like we did it in college.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, yes. And it was just a reason to drink. Literally, it was a reason to drink. I mean, me and my buddy, we deep fried a turkey, and it turned into this one big, like, keg party.
Yeah.
And so, it was really fun, but, you know, now here we are with – 40s and we're still kind of using it, and everybody's like, each couple is bringing a dish, and it's just kind of funny because you're getting, like, you know, mac and cheese, cream corn, you know, there's a my wife's bringing a corn dip, a potato dish, which we've not been said is potato salad, so Allie,
okay.
I might want to eat it, but we've got all kind of, you know, some
deviled eggs,
there's a squash casserole. So for so if Grant wants to come on over, we got squash casserole. But so everybody's got it, and then it's like Bo and Michael, who my buddy Briscoe, who's actually hosting it, and they've got us down like we're a couple because we're doing the meats.
Okay.
So we're gonna smoke a ham.
Pause.
And a turkey breast.
Yeah.
And have you ever smoked a ham before?
Yes, I actually have.
I did one on a green egg on a lake trip.
Phenomenal,
dude.
Yeah, man. I'm all about Friendsgiving. Why not? Like, I'm all about it. I co-sign on all of it.
So it's not a selfish thing just to eat and drink. I mean, it's probably what Thanksgiving is anyways.
Hey, it's time spent with people. And what Dr. Oz says, a hamburger with friends is healthier than a salad alone. So there you go.
That's actually I have a tear in my eye from what you just said. Let me just tell you this. Take the label off of it of Friendsgiving, and how do you feel about it? Feel really good about it. Hey, does everybody want to get together and have drinks and, and cook food? Sounds phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just take the label off of it.
Well, then maybe they should have labeled it. We're just want to have a Thanksgiving themed dinner party.
But everything's got to be cutesy these days. You know, it's like Valentine's Day. You got
to
make
it cute. You don't have to reinvent the wheel here. Just Friendsgiving's fine.
Well, I guess it needs to be a football game. Right? Jennifer Aniston needs to come. We need to play a football game.
So, well, okay.
Like, that's what they did on Friends.
I know.
For their Thanksgiving. That's Friendsgiving. That's where I take it from.
If you're not throwing around a little pigskin on Thanksgiving with the family, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't know how much I'm going to throw these days.
Yeah, you got your boo-boo.
my Jameis Winston finger.
Bo has a boo-boo. We got to go.
He had to get it checked out by the Falcons training staff. Bassett, I hope y'all billed him for that. He's
Seriously.
Getting checked on the plane. I mean, come on, dude.
Like no, it wasn't on the plane.
Like an airborne hospital.
It was practice. I need to be listed on the injury report. I'm going to be probable for Sunday's game.
All right.
Good thing
we
it wasn't my point
go.
Finger for Wes.
Mm-hmm. We got to go. Major, major thanks to the entire incredible staff here at Publix and Flyery Branch. Corey, Tim, Daniel, Jazz, Jen, everybody.
Give
I didn't name everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe Publix actually built a stadium for us to broadcast out of. So thank you so much for doing that. Just because we're leaving doesn't mean you can't stop by 5900 Spout Springs Road for Mike, Bo, Gordon, Dylan, and myself. Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. And the Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
go to Publix and get yourself some food.
And sign a signature.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.